All right, so Merry Christmas. So we're not really going to do a passage of Scripture today. We're just going to have some Scripture on the screen today. So we're just going to celebrate Christmas today, all right? Just wanted you to think about Him. We're here to honor Him and worship Him. What a way to end the last Sunday of the year. And I was just thinking about that. It's Christmas, and next Sunday will be about January 1st, beginning of a new year. So what a way to end this year celebrating Christmas, the greatest day in history, right? God came to the planet in the flesh, just like we sung, And so one of my favorite songs, In Christ Alone, I love the part where it says, He commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, what can ever take us away from that relationship with Him, amen? So that's an amazing, amazing truth. So 3 points today. Just want to make 3 points. We're going to keep things very simple today. We're going to have communion at the end of the message. After the message, we're going to set up a video for you guys to enjoy from the Chosen series. Some of you guys watching the Chosen series. All right. Season 3, I think, has just come out. And so we're going to take a little Christmas video from that on the shepherds. And so hope was promised. Love was sent. And joy was experienced. Amen? And so we've been talking about the hope that was promised. Old Testament, over 100 verses talking about the coming of Jesus at His birth, His ministry, His life, even where He went, where He walked, where He started His ministry. It records it all. And Isaiah is a very descriptive, the most Christ-centered Old Testament major prophet in the Old Testament. So it fulfills a lot of different things when it comes to Matthew. Matthew quotes a lot of Isaiah. Jesus quotes a lot of Isaiah. Paul quotes a lot of Isaiah, right? Because everything was coming to fulfillment. And then we have 350 verses to look at on the second coming of Jesus. That's an amazing truth, right? So God unveils these truths for us to enjoy, right? He's holding nothing back for us to imagine and anticipate what is to come. Right? So Isaiah 60 through 66 talks about the millennial reign of Jesus on this planet. Isaiah 25. There's a lot of passages. Isaiah 9. And so, but I just want you to come up with those three things today. Hope was promised, love was sent, joy was experienced. And so those early folks, 2,000 years ago, think about that, it was over 2,000 years ago. So Jesus was born probably around 3 or 4 B.C., and, wow, 2,000 years ago, and we're still celebrating His birth, worshiping His name, honoring Him and serving Him. And forever and ever, that's what we're going to do for Him. We'll never get tired of that. Amen? So I want to talk about hope was promised. And so we looked at the Old Testament, but Paul goes, it's a little further back than just the Old Testament. So I want to show you this verse here. Titus 1:2, Paul says, of faith and knowledge resting on the hope of eternal life. That's our hope. There is life after death, right? He wasn't just born. He came to die and be raised to life and be exalted back to the right hand of the Father, right? Amen. And given the name of Lord. And so, which God who does not lie. Don't you love that? God cannot lie. That's an amazing truth. If He is truth, He cannot lie. So He can only share truth, right? And so here's a God who's promising us the hope of eternal life, promised before the Bible was ever written, before creation was ever even started, because God is a God of hope. So our hope goes all the way back to the very existence of God Himself. Isn't that an amazing thought? And then God reveals hope to us in written form through the Scriptures to give us eternal encouragement, to give us hope. Amen? And then we celebrate Christmas because hope was fulfilled, right? So Galatians 4:4, Paul again says, when the time had fully come. So God, who lives outside of time and space, entered into time and space. When the time had fully come, God sent his son to fulfill all that he had promised. Born of a woman, born under the law, a Jew, to redeem those under the law, yes. To fulfill what he said to the patriarchs, to Moses, to David, all the prophets, but to redeem us from under the law so we might be free. Amen? Because the law's purpose was to make us guilty before God. Jesus came to set us free and to forgive us. To enter us into a new covenant that Paul talks about in the book of Hebrews, right? So that we might receive the full rights of sons and daughters. It's like, well, what's the full rights of that? Well, the biggest part of that is we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ, Romans chapter 8. If we have Jesus, we have eternal life, and so we have hope that's been promised way back when, right? Before the beginning of time. And if our faith and hope rest on that, right? But we have full rights as sons. We can come before our Heavenly Father anytime we like and choose. That's a full blessing, right? Just to pray. We have access any time of the day to go right to our Heavenly Father because God sent his Son for us. He's opened the way for us to get to him. We don't have to go through any building. We don't have to go through any special person. He is the only way to the Father. Amen? That's what he said, right? John 14, 6. But hope was fulfilled. And so, man, the fulfillment of Scripture gives us hope. It's like what God has said came true, right? That's like, oh, yes, it confirms our faith, right? And so our hope is Jesus. Notice 1 John 5:11. John says, and this is God's testimony, his testimony, Jesus' testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in who? His Son. Watched a movie, Elf, a little bit last night. Anybody watch Elf this weekend? One of my favorite Christmas movies, along with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, right? You got to watch that one. There was a part in Elf last night that I had forgotten. And so he's in like the elf school. And they give over the three rules of being an elf. They remind themselves all this every year. And rule number one was treat each day like it's Christmas. I thought, that's pretty good. When you think about, hey, we have life in Jesus, and Jesus is Christmas. We should treat every day like it's Christmas. Because Jesus is Christmas, right? We have him. And so, here's the thing. If you don't have Jesus, you can get Jesus today. You just got to welcome him in your life. Receive him by faith and trust him. Don't guard your heart. Open that heart up and let him in. You'll never regret it. So hope was promised. Love was sent. Notice 1 John 4, 9-10. John again goes, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. See, we're not here just to celebrate or remind ourselves of Christmas. We're to let Christmas live through us. If we accepted Christ, then our greatest struggle is going to be to let him live through us. Let him speak through us. Let him move through us. Let him do everything through us. It's the greatest gift God has given to us, right? He sent us that he might live through us. Jesus' last prayer in John 17 was, Lord, that I might live in them. So he's prayed to live in you and to live through you. But have you answered his prayer? This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So love was sent, and here's an amazing thing around Christmas time. God is reminding the world and us that you are perfectly loved. perfectly, because he's a perfect God. He doesn't love you a little bit, right? No, he loves you fully and completely. That's the greatest gift you can open up and receive, right? God's love for you. Heaven's love came down and can fill your soul. And when you know you are loved, it changes everything, right? It changes everything. But Jesus was born, he was sent to, not just to live through us, but he was born to die. And so we're going to take communion here in just a little bit. It reminds us that Jesus went to the cross as well. He died for our sins, our mistakes, our failures, our rebellion against God, our wickedness. Everything that we've done against God, he came and died for. So that we can return to heaven and be with him forever. There's faith, hope, and love. And Paul says the greatest of these is love. Amen. But it's by faith that we receive the hope. Understand, hope, it's by faith that we receive his love. But his love is greater than anything. It's the greatest thing he can give us. Then lastly here, joy was experienced. I love this because the angels were rejoicing way before man ever did. It's like they were in on the whole story, right? And now they're letting us know, hey, you guys know what took place here? We just got to inform you from heaven, right? What just took place in Bethlehem in this little town, and it's the greatest thing in the world. Amen. The angel said to them, do not be afraid. Now, if I were to see an angel live, I'd probably be afraid. You probably would be too, right? But he says, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for the world, for all the people, all the nations. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Amen. Then it says, then suddenly, this huge company of angels was just rejoicing, right? So imagine not just seeing one, but thousands upon thousands singing. Those shepherds were probably going nuts. We've never seen anything like this. But heaven was telling the world, hey, Jesus is just born. We've missed him for 9 months on the throne at the right hand of the Father. We were waiting for this moment. And we didn't want to overwhelm you, but guess what we did? We can't help ourselves to tell the world. Amen. And the moment you trust Christ, not only are you loved, but joy is experienced. Amen. You receive his joy. So Jesus says in John, I think it's 14, 15 or 16. You have to read up, okay? He goes, my joy, I want you to be complete and have the full measure of my joy in you. Wow. Do you think God is a happy God, a joyful God? Amen. Absolutely he is. So Jesus is like, the joy that I have, I give him to you, and I want you to experience it to the fullest. Right? He said that the very day before he went to the cross. Hebrews 12:2 says, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. So the greatest moment he experienced the fullness of joy was right before his suffering. That's something to think about. And he's telling the disciples, you may grieve right now, but once I go, oh, you will rejoice. And they're like, we still don't get it, Jesus. And he goes, you will one day when the Holy Spirit comes. He will help you understand all these things. So the angels came to the shepherds that night. And here's the interesting thing. When you study Bethlehem, Jerusalem in the distance there, and those shepherds. Why did the angels come to the shepherds? Were they poor people? Yes. Did Jesus come for poor people? Absolutely. They were living out in the cold night. But also they were the temple shepherds. They were to bring the sacrifices from the town of David up to the temple so people who were traveling could buy them and offer them as sacrifices. And so they were the ones who were delivering and taking care of those that were sold for the temple service. And so Jesus being born, being Christ the Lord, Jesus was born to die as that perfect once for all sacrifice. So Jesus was saying to the shepherds, ultimately, hey, you're out of a job. Because I'm the shepherd and I'm the true sheep. That's going to lay down his life for you. Amen? No more sacrifices. Because I'm it. Right? I'm fulfilling them all. And so this clip of Chosen is the Christmas version. And so we're going to pick up where the shepherds come to meet Jesus when he was born, meet Mary and Joseph. And so as the video is coming, the deacon's going to pass out the elements for us. So just take in this little clip, and then we're going to deliver the communion, the cup and the bread for you. Please take both. There's two in there. There's two cups. And then once the video is over, we're going to pray and we're going to partake together. And then we're going to sing a song at the end. We're going to rejoice like it's Christmas. Amen. Amen. How many of you had your coffee yet this morning? I mean, come on. Amen. Amen. Good job. Coffee is the second greatest gift in the world, I'm telling you. Enjoy this clip.
So beautiful.
We must tell someone.
We must tell everyone.
We must tell everyone.
Everyone. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
We've waited for this for so long. So long.
He's on. He's on.
He's on.
He's on.
Yes, he's on.
Oh, it's okay. What will you name him?
Jesus.
We will name him Jesus. I must go. People must know. People must know.
People must know.
Shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore.
You! I told you not to come back here. So where is it? Have you found a spotless lamb for sacrifice?
Why, yes, we have. He was the perfect lamb sent from heaven. Amen. The clip starts off with him going to the temple and the priest rejecting his sacrifice because it had a spot on it. He says, we can't bring this here. We need a spotless lamb. That's what we're looking for. And so that's why he asked him that question. Have you found the perfect one? It's a great question. I love what he said to the shepherds, or the shepherds told them, the world must know this. The world must know this truth. And the world needs to hear about Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now think about this. The church has existed ever since Jesus started it. So we're living witnesses of the fact that people still love Jesus on this planet. Amen. And we're instituting something he instituted 2,000 years ago that represent his suffering, his death, and his atoning sacrifice for us. That's why he was sent. So we could be perfectly forgiven. As Jesus took the bread that evening, he gave thanks and said, this is my body broken for you. Take and eat. Amen. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, this is my blood shed for your remission of sins. Stated it very clearly, didn't he? This is what it's for. To take away your sin. Take and drink. Amen. Father, thank you for the hope that you promised. And our hope rests on a person who cannot lie. You are the only wise God. You're the God who reveals truth. And truth can set us free. Because truth is a person. Truth is Jesus. Hope is Jesus. Love is Jesus. Joy is Jesus. Lord, thank you that we get to celebrate you today, this morning, as a church family. Lord, may your Christmas blessings be on every family here, every person. Help us realize these amazing truths, these simple truths. Lord, if someone's in this room who's not opened their heart yet to you, I pray that they would do that right now. And it just takes a simple prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, come in my life. Please forgive me. Change me from the inside out. I put my trust in you. Today I declare you are my Savior, my Lord, my King. And I want to live for you. I'm tired of living for myself. I'm tired of living for things of this world that will just only pass away. I want to have a hope that rests on an eternal hope, an eternal God who can give eternal life to those who simply trust in them. Lord, that's the message of Christmas. Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. Lord, help us live that abundant life, that fruitful life for you. Lord, help us bear fruit this next coming year that brings honor and glory to you. We thank you for giving us hope, but also sharing your love and demonstrating it by your sacrifice. And so, Lord, today we sing and rejoice because we have your joy in us. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we love you today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So let's all stand. We're going to take up a special offering. It's the last offering of the year. So they're going to come and collect your cups, but also pass out a dish for you to just give. And, you know, God so loved the world that he gave, right? And so love gives. And so just think about that. You can also give online. You can also give this week if you want to give to that. Our offering will go towards helping ministries in our community. And so we will be handing out those checks this week. And so your giving today makes a huge difference. Amen.